Our story begins in a small town in subtropical Queensland, Australia, with pioneer farmer and his son, who grew strawberries. One of the strawberry varieties they grew was called Phenomenal, and it was indeed a phenomenal strawberry in the state of Queensland, especially in the mid-1900s. But little was known of its origins, its parentage, who bred it, where it was bred, or even when it was bred. So we wanted to find and document information on Phenomenal's oranges by conducting interviews, searches of the internet and scientific literature. The early pioneer farmer, George Fley, started growing strawberries on 2 acres of his farm, Green Park, in the small town of Chatsworth, a locality near the city of Gympie, which is about 2 hours' drive north of the capital city, Brisbane, in southeast Queensland. Local residents were soon visiting the Green Park farm, which became quite the Sunday afternoon attraction, with the temptation of flavoursome strawberries and cream. The success of Green Park and its delicious strawberries encouraged positive media reports that claimed, and to quote, "There is a great future for the berry in southern Queensland," and newspapers of 1894 reported that it would be difficult to produce finer specimens of strawberry, even in the old country, that being England. It was in 1906-1907 that George Fley's son, Charles Fley, developed the phenomenal variety of strawberry from a cross between Federator, also known as Richard Gilbert, and Pink's Prolific. From then, Phenomenal was noted for its superb flavour, good colouring, and the fruit being more numerous than the leaves. The Phenomenal variety continued to grow in popularity, and by 1946, Phenomenal, and to quote, was the basis of the strawberry industry of Queensland. Phenomenal then maintained its importance to the Queensland strawberry industry by contributing to the ancestry of several significant varieties in Queensland up until the 1990s. These included Majestic, Redlands Crimson, Early Sweet, and Kabbalah. At over a century after its development, this historically significant strawberry variety, Phenomenal, has stood the test of time and is still being used in research today. Recently, Phenomenal has been found to carry resistance to a number of significant soil-borne diseases. When compared to Camarosa, Phenomenal has been found to have high levels of resistance to Colitotrichum gleosporioides and Macrophemina faseolina. Based on an analysis of hazard ratios, Festival is just as susceptible to Colitotrichum gleosporioides as Camarosa, that is, they are equally likely to die, whereas Phenomenal is only 24% as likely to die as Camarosa. Furthermore, Phenomenal showed 0% mortality from Macrophemina faseolina 23 weeks after inoculation compared with 84% mortality in Camarosa. The disease resistance of Phenomenal may be useful in developing new resistant varieties, and so the Phenomenal continues to be a phenomenal strawberry variety.